Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus. Moto Casino. America's social casino. Download the Moto Casino app today.
Fourth and final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, The Game. Nashville Sports Bracket, the best Nashville athletes of the last 30 years. Today we have the Jeff Fisher region, who we spoke to in the first hour of the program. We went down memory lane with Coach Fisher. Tim Corbin region, also unveiled, and you've got about 8 hours to vote. And we're going to whittle this thing down to 16 before it's all said and done. Tomorrow will be Phil Bredesen region and the David Poyle region. But today, it's Jeff Fisher region, Tim Corbin region, and we are asking you to vote. I got to be honest, the voting numbers are a little down compared to last week. We had a great turnout. We need you to get to the polls. We need you to vote on this. We had a lot of close finishes. Chase, right now, do you have the current results?
I do.
What do we got?
All right, so the one seed and the nine seeds, Steve McNair, the GOAT, the number one overall seed, currently leading the boy, Taylor Lewan, by a lot. Dad needs to do some work on social media. 92% to 8%, Steve McNair versus Taylor Lewan. Now, this matchup has been kind of close, but interesting. Javon Kearse, the five seed, 61% of the vote over P.K. Subban, the four seed, 39%. I thought that might be a little bit closer, and I kind of thought it was going to go another way than it's going right now. Keith Bullock, the three seed, 91%. 11-seeded Derek Barnett only getting 9% of the vote. The two seed Roman Josi, 87% over the 10-seed Ryan Tannehill with 13. Now, this one is a little bit close. David Price, the one seed with 66%. The nine seed Paul Correa only has 34%. And Frank Wycheck, the four seed, leads the five seed Brant Snedeker, 67-33. Chris Johnson, the three, 81%. 11 seed Jordan Matthews, 19%. And this one, the one that I think we're all intrigued by, the two seed Shea Weber, 63%. The seven seed Kevin Byard with 37%.
Not really very many close calls right now.
Not at the moment.
Not even the chalk, just a lot of runaways right now. Although when you look at it, it is the chalk that is taking care of business right now. Wow. So we'll see. Keep those votes coming in. Have about a little bit less than 8 hours. You can go to thegamenashville.com or at 1025thegame on Twitter. Hal Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy, is on the line with us. Hal, how you doing?
Good, guys. Just trying to get grass to grow outside. School's over for today, so I'm enjoying the nice weather.
Do you have a green thumb?
I have a green thumb, but like a lot of weeds grow on green. And I'm not supposed to grow weeds.
I figured it was a lot of hops or barley, you know, or things like that.
I am growing those, actually. I just started that. That's part of my apocalypse thing. If no one's going to make beer for me, I got to be prepared.
I
started growing those seeds.
I like that a lot. In fact, if you could also start up a barrel of bourbon, I'd be more than happy to be a taster.
I'll diversify. I'll make sure I'm ready for all angles. I don't want to go into the winter without a nice bourbon. You know, that would be horrifying.
That would be horrifying. Have you participated in our brain teaser today to make sure our brains don't go to mush during quarantine time?
I did. Do you want me to tell you the answer, or are you guys still getting it wrong?
We have not unveiled the answer. So you feel like you have nailed it?
Yeah. Okay. I think I got it. I think Willie sent over the good news that I was correct.
Okay. All right. See, Willie, I don't remember you. The reason we probably didn't, we were getting ready to get to your answer, Hal, but we got sidetracked because there was a little mini battle with Nash and Chris Mason. I think Nash was, he's kind of accusing C-Mace of stealing his work.
Yeah, you know what? You know what the problem is? Is Willie, you know, likes to send out to the broadcast crew. He sends out these little brain teasers, like all those little things, and someone automatically replies with the answer. So I try to get the answer the quickest, and so I don't really even look at the thing. I just like write down, and you know, and then I'm like, oh wait, and then I change my, and then I look at it again, and I, you know, it takes about 7 takes. Meanwhile, everyone else is doing the same thing, and so it becomes a debacle. But eventually, I think we all got the right answer.
That's excellent. So do you buy, obviously there's a lot of discussions going on of what's the right way to try to make this work moving forward, as we're all uncertain and nobody has the answers. Do you buy, and how serious do you think it could be to pull off of possibly, you know, something in the Dakotas, something in New Hampshire, something maybe in Canada? They're throwing around a lot of more isolated spots to actually kind of create this little, you know, smaller version of an Olympic Village and actually have the athletes and the coaches and staff, you know, do things that way. Do you buy that there's, you know, that you could actually pull that off?
Darren, I'll buy whatever they're selling.
Yeah.
if they've got the teams going to Alaska and quarantining up there and playing hockey, let's do it. I'm all for any way that you can make this work. I'm all in. I do think that, you know, we're not going to have fans. It doesn't look like we're going to have fans. So I just think it would be so huge for everyone, for the sport, for the fans, everyone, and for the players, for, you know, selfishly for me, to have hockey, to make it work, however you can make it work. And that, if that means quarantining and playing in front of no one, but having two teams that go out and battle and finding a way to test to make sure that guys are healthy, then I'm all for it. Obviously, it's safety first, and you got to go through the right channels and make it all work. But I would love to see that. I think people at home, could you imagine if you had got to watch like a March Madness setup where there were two games a day, you know, one in the morning, one in the afternoon at the same rink and wherever is North Dakota, then go for it. I just think that would be outstanding. I think if you could make that work, you have to try, and I think that would be awesome. Imagine sitting at home and watching that. If you gave me a day like today where I could sit down and watch hockey, it would be the best.
Well, what if, Hal, it was like the NCAA tournament, you know, where you just – or like Christmas, like the NBA, what they've done on Christmas Day, where you just start at 11 in the morning and you go all the way through the night to 11 o'clock at night. You could just have one game after another. You just stagger them, and where you could just – anytime you turn on the television, you could watch a game. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think that would be amazing. And if you have – I mean, you'd have to have two different spots, right? I'm assuming east and west, and then you play in for a final spot. But I think that would be and any way you can do it, if it's only a 5-game series or whatever. I think if you get down to a 3-game series, it becomes, it's going to have a black eye on it anyway. It's not going to be sanctioned. There's going to be an asterisk all over whoever the champion is, but I think if you keep it to a 5-game series, I think it could be a lot of fun, and I would love that. I mean, I'd like nothing better than, you know, crack open a beer at 11 in the morning and watch hockey until, you know, midnight. That would make me the happiest guy on the planet.
We're talking to Hal Gill, of course, radio analyst here on 102.5 The Game, Predators Radio Network. And Hal, what are the things that you think about? We're all dreaming right now, right? We're hoping that this could happen in some form. And let's say it's June 1st in a best case scenario or something like that, whatever the date would be. What would be the things that you would be thinking about if you're playing to get yourself back in shape? How much time would you need to be able to skate somewhere, you know, get with your teammates? What would be the things that you would advise in terms of a timetable to get people ramped up to play these games that are going to be really important games, right? We know that the season's going to pick up at a critical point.
Yeah, it's not like you get you know, a couple exhibition games to get your feet under you. You're going at it, and it's going to be quick. It was funny because I talked to I did a podcast with TJ Oshie, and we were talking. He said 2 weeks would be where he would feel completely comfortable, but he said if you put a gun to his head and said you got to play hockey in a week, give him a week of skates and he'd be ready to go. And I'm going to stick to that. I think that's pretty accurate. You know, obviously the more you can go, the better. But I think after a week, guys can be ready. Now my thought is that assuming everyone is quarantined, you know, you don't have many people at the rink. You can bring the guys in, and it's just the guys. And if they're quarantining and then coming to the rink and getting practice sessions, even if it's, you know, the whole thing is you have to be smart. You can't touch each other. You can't go through everything. But if you can get these guys on the ice and give them a chance to get in shape, then I think, you know, that could work. I think you give them a week's notice and they'd be ready to roll. But, you know, I think the NHLPA has got to sit down and go through a lot of those scenarios to make sure that the players are protected and they're comfortable with that, because that was TJ Oshie's opinion. That was my opinion. But there's 700 players that got to sit down and talk about it.
And then something you just mentioned, too, that I know will have to be discussed very heavily with all the health experts, and none of us on this conversation are. But I would certainly think that the locker room itself, all of us having been in a locker room at some point, that there would have to be a pretty strict, changing of habits, right, for a lot of the players to be able to try to take every precaution with that. That would have to go with the territory.
Yeah, and that's the, I mean, everyone knows that locker rooms are, you know, we've seen the flu, it gets you home pretty quick. It's a tough spot, but, you know, that's why I say, you know, if you're small about what you're doing, and, you know, in the end, these guys have to go straight home, not touch anyone else, and all it takes is, you know, you go to the gas station and you're not paying attention, and you do something and you touch something and then all of a sudden it rips through. You just can't take that chance. And so it's going to be long and hard for these guys to try to figure out a way to make it work. But a straight quarantine where you're locked in a hotel or whatever, a dorm or wherever you put these guys, I think it might be worth trying to try and figure it out. And like you said, talk to health experts and make sure that they're on board with it. Because I know these guys, you're in the playoffs. You're locked in your room anyway. You're not doing much. You know, it's kind of it can be a lonely time where you're not seeing many people, but you're seeing your teammates. And that's really what they're doing anyway. So might as well try to make it work if you can.
All right, Hal, on a lighter side here, your favorite show that you've seen in this period of time that we've been sort of sitting around with everybody else and with time on our hands, what's the best show that you've seen?
Ozark, by far. Ozark is season 3 is lights out. I did watch Tiger King and it was entertaining, but and I just think Ozark is top notch. If you haven't seen it, it's a must. It's an absolute must.
That was my viewing pleasure this weekend, Hal. And you are, I'm in season 1. I'm only through 5 episodes and I literally have no clue. I'm like, they're in season 3. Like, where is this going? My mind is blown. I think it's fantastic. Is Jason Bateman not just one of the best actors going?
How is he, you know, like, it was funny. We watched Horrible Bosses, or what is that? What it is?
He's
he's fantastic in that too.
He's fantastic.
Arrested Development. The guy's amazing. Yeah, he is fantastic in that. But that's Ozark is. It just keeps going, and I'll tell you, at the end of season 3, my mind was blown. I was like, whoa, and I need it to happen again. I need another season now.
Wow. So you've completed it.
Hang in there. You're in for a ride.
Oh, man, I am even more pumped. I was already pumped. Now I'm even more pumped. Wow. That's awesome.
What do you got for me now? What am I watching now? What am I moving on to?
That is a great question. Yeah, what is next? What is anybody giving you any good suggestions? Because you know where I'm at right now, Willie. You're still in season three, Willie, right? You haven't finished Ozark?
I've been in documentary mode.
I'm at the beginning of season three. I've been trying to ration this so I don't blow through it because I don't have the next show on the On Deck Circle. I'm with you, Skillsy. We got to look for this. We got to find something.
Hal,
did Chase just throw in, like, I'm in documentaries and, like, try to wow us? Like, are you reading books, Chase? Is that what you're going to try and tell us now?
No, I'm not reading books. I've been watching
documentaries. I'm not going to waste my time just watching nonsense. I'm going to try and better myself. Did you just throw that at us?
He got a robe and a pipe for Christmas, and he wants to, you know, implement them in his house.
Yeah.
So he's got a robe and a pipe now.
He's learning how to play a new instrument and challenging himself and becoming a better person while we're talking about nonsense. Is that what you're trying to throw at us?
I'm trying to get on your level and just be a little more sophisticated. That's just me.
Well, you're going the wrong way, bud.
Well, and that leads me because I saw your video.
I appreciate you.
I saw your video you did last week, and I was very proud of you because you stone cold the hell out of those Bud Lights. I mean, they had the music. It was fantastic.
There's only two takes, too, you know, so that was good. I was just going to do one take, and it was good enough, but I figured if I'm going to be stone cold, he goes to all four corners, right? I'm not quite there yet, but I'll work up to it.
So, and that leads me into my question, because you've always been creative on social media. You and Chris Mason do, you know, different videos and the bag chucker stuff. Has this downtime allowed you to kind of tap into that even more to try and stay connected with the people but be creative?
It's all we got. Yeah, so we got to try and do something to keep ourselves amused. I appreciate you putting me in the Chris Mason category because he is unreal. It blows my mind, and like every day I'm like, all right, I got to try and think of something creative. And next thing you know, Chris Mason's dressed up like Spider-Man and you know, climbing a
and
tree
falling, and coming out of a tree.
It's like, yeah, it's like, it's, come on, man. You know, like I'm trying to be a good father, and then I look at that and I'm like, ah, what a failure. You know, I'm having a couple beers for lunch and taking a nap, and the kids want to go play. And I'm like, well, I'm taking a nap here, you know? Like, what do you want from me?
Mr. Gill.
And then I go on and look at Mace. No, it's fun trying to come up with new ideas. And, you know, with the Preds, we're trying to keep people, you know, the whole broadcast crew, Willie throwing out his questions and trying to stay active and, have some fun with our fans because I feel for the fans. You know, it's just like when you've given all you've got and all you'd want to do is watch hockey, you're a season ticket holder and it's taken away from you. At least we can do is give them something good on Twitter or Instagram.
I've added your margarita recipe. I'm going to try it here pretty soon because I thought that was interesting how you made it.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's really tequila and lime. You know, you just got to take the Cointreau and just touch it up, or a triple sec, just touch it up. You don't need much. And it gets the job done quick, Chase. You'll find yourself, you'll stagger yourself pretty quick. So for a guy like you, you might want to water it down a little bit, or your little spritzer, you know, just a little bit. But, that's been my go-to. I've actually hit that a couple times.
How were you surprised as a longtime former player that we played the teleconference, or actually the Zoom, I guess, conference with Roman Josi and Alex Petrangelo and Jonathan Toews, and they actually answered the question about who would you want to be quarantined with and who would you not when it comes to your teammates? I applauded them for actually answering it because that could be dangerous, but they did, and it created some comedic relief. How would you have answered that?
You know what? Someone asked me and it's pretty spot on. Someone was asking me who I was on a radio in Winnipeg, and they went through every one of my teams and said, all right, if you were quarantined, who would you be with? And I started going through the list, and then right after the question came up, like, who would want to be quarantined with me? And that's really the question. Like, I think I would be a lot. I think I don't think there's many guys that would want to be quarantined. A guy like Chase, he might think he'd want to hang out with me and do that. And then I think two or three days in, he'd be like, jumping out the window. I could be a lot. Willie knows that. Willie's on the road with me on a day-to-day basis. And so the real question is, would Willie want to be quarantined with me? And could he handle that?
Quarantine with you, Skillsy. I think we could be a great odd couple. We would be just like the TV show.
It'd be something like, I don't know if my liver could handle it. If I'm just being honest.
I just think that's the question you have to ask yourself. It kind of gave me a second to pause and go, wow, I wonder who would want to hang out. We just talked about Mace and how great he is and how fun he'd be, but I think I'd be a lot. So I feel bad for that.
Who would have the better chance of rubbing off on the other? Like, because, if you and Willie quarantine together, you got straight guy and crazy guy. And I know that sounds weird, but just go with me here. Better chance of you getting Willie to have a wild hair in him, or you Willie converting you to maybe a little nerdish like Mr. Gill?
Well, that's the thing is that I see Road Willie. I don't hang out with Willie at home. He's a great father and a great husband. I get Road Willie. So when we head out, he's not the straight-laced guy that you know at home. He's got a little wild side.
Oh, let me tell
wild
you.
Wild Willie, Wild Bill. Wild Bill.
Skillsy, I was going to say, when David Poyle came in, and this was off the air, and said what he said to me and Chase in front of Willie about Road Willie, that's when I knew it was serious. Like that was about his birthday on the road. Like that was gold from the general manager. I mean, we were absolutely crying, and Willie was mortified. He didn't even know what to say. He just sat there in disbelief, and David was going, where were you? We were concerned. You kind of disappeared for a while.
I'm just gonna plead down a little bit and say that the city of Vancouver was involved, so I'm placing part of the blame on Vancouver.
Blame Canada.
Yeah, great, Willie. Yeah, blame Canada.
You know, it's funny you say that. I don't remember that.
Of course you don't.
If that tells you anything.
Yeah. Thanks for dropping the mic on the way out. Thank you, Mr. Gill. We appreciate the visit. You be safe. You and the family be safe. We'll keep watching.
All right. You too. And thanks for keeping us entertained, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Al Gill, a.k.a. Skillsy. And he's always good for a laugh. No doubt about it. We will come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.